inhospitable habitats on Earth, the jungle was seemingly the only place where he felt at home. His work in the jungle continued for some 15 years. Fawcett would be gone for long stretches of time while Nina took care of their kids. They eventually added a third child, Joan, to the family. Though it was difficult sending her husband into uncertain terrain, and even more difficult living on his meager income, Nina was supportive of his work. Funding from the Royal Geographic Society was drying up, however, and Fawcett was constantly jealous of his rival explorer, Alexander Hamilton Rice, who was independently wealthy and had state-of-the-art gear. On one memorable expedition, Fawcett teamed up with James Murray, an Antarctic explorer who had worked with Sir Ernest Shackleton. Murray became very ill on the expedition and almost died. This infuriated Fawcett, who was seemingly impervious to illness. It wasn't just Murray. Feeling angry at companions that were holding him back was a common theme across Fawcett's expeditions. He was notoriously difficult to work with. He was, however, friendly towards the tribes of the Indians who lived in the jungle. Observing their impressive skills, Fawcett became convinced that there was a grand lost civilization buried somewhere deep in the jungle. He also came to believe that it was his destiny to find it. In his diaries and other writings, he referred to this lost city as Z. No one knows why. In 1914, Fawcett took a break from his exploration work to serve in World War I. After the war, he continued to look for funding, but the search went poorly. His next expedition was underfunded, and it went so badly that even Fawcett fell ill. In 1921, he went on a solo expedition to continue to look for Z. The lost city now preoccupied his thoughts. He filled notebooks with his many musings on it, which David Gran, examining them many years later, described as increasingly unhinged. Next, Fawcett became fixated on searching for the lost city with his son, Jack, who he thought would be better than all his unsatisfactory companions on previous outings. Still needing money, he earned next to nothing and had blown through his family's savings, Fawcett befriended a promotions expert, George Lynch, who helped him raise money by promising to write dispatches for American newspapers. After a final donation from John D. Rockefeller, Jr., Fawcett finally had enough money for a proper expedition. Fawcett, Jack, and Jack's friend, Raleigh Rimmel, set off to look for Z.